భాగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 8 చాప్టర్ 22 టెక్స్ట్ 3 బలి మహారాజ్ సరెండర్స్ హిజ్ లైఫ్ విమేమి నాహం నిరయాత్ పరచిత నపాస మందాత్ వ్యాసనాత్ దురత్యయాత్ నైవార్త కృచ్రాద్ భవతో వినిగ్రహాత్ అసాధు వాదాత్ భృశాం ఉద్విజయ యథా బిమేమినహం నిరయాత్ పదచ్యుత నపాసమందాత్ వ్యసనాత్ దురత్యయాత్ నైవార్త కృచ్రాత్ భవతో వినిగ్రహాత్ అసరువాదాత్ భృశం ఉద్విజేయత బిమేమినాహం నిరయాత్ పరచ్యుతో నపాసమందాత్ వ్యసనాత్ దురత్యయాత్ నైవార్త కృచ్రాత్ భవతో వినిగ్రహాత్ అసాధువాదాత్ భృశం ఉద్విజేయత బిభేమినాహం నిరయాత్ పదచ్యుతో నపాసమందాత్ వ్యాసనాత్ దురత్యయాత్ నైవార్త కృచ్రాత్ భవతో వినిగ్రహాత్ అసాధువాదాత్ భృశం ఉద్విజేయత నపాసబంధాత్ వ్యసనాత్ దురత్యయాత్ నైవార్త కృచ్యాత్ భవతో వినిగ్రహాత్ సాధువాదాత్ భృశం ఉద్విజేయత మాతాజీస్ భీమినాహం నిరయాత్ పదచ్యుతో వాసుబంధాత్ వ్యసనాత్ దురత్యయాత్ నైవార్త కృచ్యాత్ వినిగ్రహాత్ Asadu Vadat Prasham Udvijayata Bimemi. I do fear. Na, not. Aham, I. Niriyat, from a position in hell. Parachutaha, nor do I fear being deprived of my position. Na, nor. Pasamandat, from being arrested by the ropes of Varuna. Vyasanat, nor from the distress. Duratyayai, which was unbearable for me. Na, nor. Eva, certainly. Artakritrat, because of poverty or scarcity of money. Bhavata, of your lordship. Vinigrahat, from the punishment I am now suffering. Asaruvadat, from defamation. Brisham, very much. Udvijay, I become anxious. Yata, as. Translation. I do not fear being deprived of all my possessions, living in hellish life, being arrested for poverty by the ropes of Varuna, or being punished by you as much as I fear defamation. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although Bali Maharaj fully surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he could not tolerate being defamed for cheating a Brahmin brahmachari. Being quite alert in regard to his reputation, he thought deeply about how to prevent being defamed. The Lord, therefore, gave him the good counsel to prevent defamation by offering his head. A Vaishnava does not fear any punishment. Narayana Paraksarve Nakutaschana Bibhyati. Srimad Bhagavatam 6:17-28. Bibhemi naham nirayat parachuta napasabandat vyasanat durat yayat naivarta kritrad bhavato vinigrahat asaruvadat brisham udvije yata. I do not fear being deprived of all my possessions, living in hellish life, being arrested for poverty by the ropes of Varuna, or being punished by you as much as I fear defamation. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmiritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So herein, Srila Prabhupada quotes the verse, Narayana Paraksarve Nakutaschana Bibhyati Swarga Babarga Narakeshu Api Tuyarta Darshana. That for devotee, he or she doesn't even care if I have to go to hell, as long as I can engage in Krishna conscious activities, as long as I can have the association of the holy names of the Lord and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One time in 1976, a Sankirtan devotee asked Srila Prabhupada the question that sometimes, Srila Prabhupada, I'm not thinking of going back to Godhead at the end of this life, but I want to go to other planets to preach and distribute books. And Srila Prabhupada responded, that is pure devotion. That is pure devotee. That was in Atlanta in 1976. The Sankirtan devotees. So this is our position. We're not fearful, just like this Bali Maharaj, of even going to hell for a devotee, ultimately. Because we know that if we can engage in devotional service, there is no question of hell. Hell is spiritual world. Just like this material world is a little bit of heaven and a little bit of hell. And sometimes we see that little bit of hell. But we chant. And we eat prasad and we dance. And we read Srila Prabhupada's books, even when there is a hellish condition in this world. What to speak, we don't know. Sometimes devotees, you know, why don't you just go and pass away in Vrindavan? Why don't you just go back to Godhead? Thinking that it's a cheap thing. But actually, in order to go back to the spiritual world, one has to be 100% thinking of Krishna. One has to be 100% Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious. No Maya, no thought of I, me, and mine. Only thinking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my spiritual master, and Radha Krishna. So, if we're not, then we have to go to another place. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Srila Prabhupada talks about him on his disappearance day, that he has gone to another place to do the same thing. That our goal, sage was giving blessing, Rajaputra Chiranjiva, Muniputra Majiva, Sarva Jiva Mamarova, and for the butcher, Majiva Mamara. Sage was giving blessing, son of a king, Rajaputra, Chiranjiva, live forever, because you're getting the results of your past pious activity. When they run out, you're going to be in a difficult situation. So take advantage of that piety. Rajaputra Chiranjiva, Muniputra, son of a sage, Majiva. Leave immediately. You've done all your austerities and penances. Now go and reach your goal. But for the sadhava, sadhava the sage blesses, son of a sadhava, son of a saintly person, Majiva Mamara. You can live or you can die. It's the same thing. Actual sadhava means he or she is engaged in hearing, chanting, remembering, worshiping, serving, praying, offering everything, befriending Krishna in this life. And in the next life, one will engage in the same activities. Sadhava Jiva Mamarova. But for the butcher, son of a butcher, and as we were pointing out in another class, many of us, even in this Krishna consciousness movement, were sons of butchers. Our president and vice president of this temple actually were sons of a butcher. My father was the co-owner, part owner, of Keretz's Kosher Delicatessen in Cincinnati, Ohio. Basically, a butcher shop. Of course, anyone that came from Cincinnati, when we met them on Sankirtan, his restaurant was famous, Izzy's restaurant, that we tell them that this is what Izzy's into, these books, Srimad Bhagavatam. So when I went to visit Aunt Uncle Izzy and Aunt Rosie in Cincinnati, they had their machine for cutting up, I can't even say, in the Bhagavatam class. And above that on the shelf, Srimad Bhagavatam 1-1, 3-2, 4-2, 6-1, several 2-1s, a whole row of Srimad Bhagavatam and Science of Self-Realization, different books. And they were, you want one? We give them away here to any customer who asks for them, because everybody brings them in. Every devotee would tell them, my uncle, someone would come in from Cincinnati on a plane. And they'd say, oh, you're from Cincinnati, you know Izzy's. And Cincinnati is a very small city. Somehow or other, everyone knew Izzy's. And knew Izzy. He was quite a famous character in Cincinnati, Ohio. So, isn't it Bhrigu Padi you used to sign also? Tell them Izzy's? No, you weren't at the airport. All the airport distributors, even the Matajis, yeah, my uncle Izzy is in Cincinnati. And they go, you're kidding. That's your uncle, Izzy? And people, everyone from Cincinnati was getting books. So we would utilize that son of a butcher in Krishna's service, just like Savas and Naikatma Prabhu's, three of their brothers, Vyapi, Savas, and Naikatma, were devotees. At the time of Naikatma Prabhu's wedding, we were there. I think we chanted some mantras. We did something, I can't remember, in Detroit. And the father and mother were there. And they were from the old country, the really old country. And one of the brothers was the president of Detroit, Naikatma. And that was the Fisher Mansion, beautiful building. And one of the brothers was the president of a preaching center north of, I think it was Milwaukee, or someplace in Wisconsin. And of course, Savas Prabhu was the president for many, many years of Denver. So I was sitting with Mr. Becca, and he was telling me, you know, I forget the material name, but he was saying that Vyapi, his place is okay, but Imo, he's got a very nice place. But the best place of all, that's Joe's place, Naikatma, Detroit Temple. So he was appreciating Krishna consciousness, the eight prasadam. They really appreciated Krishna consciousness. Of course, they had grandchildren that were Vaishnavas, granddaughters and grandsons. So even the butcher, son of a butcher, even though the sage was giving blessing, don't live, don't die, that you can, if you live you'll commit more sinful activities. And when you pass away, you'll suffer for those activities. Still, everything can be used somehow or other, jena kena prakarena, in Krishna's service. That is the beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. We are engaged in yukta vairagya, in the real understanding of renunciation. Sometimes saintly persons, they want to renounce. Srila Prabhupada tells the story of one saintly person. Oh, he was so renounced that they gave him money. He didn't know what to do with the money. He looked at it and Prabhupada said, but you give me money. And we know what to do with the money. In Krishna's service, Prabhupada was counting out the bills. So this is yukta vairagya. There are three different types of vairagya or renunciation. There's phagu vairagya, there's smashana vairagya, and there's yukta vairagya. Phagu vairagya means I give up everything in this world as material, and therefore I renounce it. Everything is Maya. This is the impersonalistic form of renunciation. Smashana Vairagya, we experienced. I know my best friend when I grew up. I was about 17 or 16, and he was in a terrible car accident with four other students going to visit a college in Wisconsin. And he passed away. They were hit by a milk truck, and it was a very violent, terrible accident. So there's another type of vairagya called smashana vairagya, or the renunciation at the funeral parlor, that this material world is false. My best friend died. My mother died. My so-and-so died. Now I'm completely renounced. That's another type of renunciation. That's also temporary renunciation. But phagu vairagya means that I renounce I, me, and mine, because I utilize everything in Krishna's service. What did I say? I'm sorry. Yukta Vairagya. Yukta Vairagya. Yukta Vairagya means I utilize everything for Krishna. Oh, here's a beautiful building. It's not Maya. We can buy it and use it for Krishna's service and make a beautiful temple. Oh, here's some nice cloth. Here's some money. Here's some internet. We use it for Krishna Seva. Not for our own sense gratification. Not for our own aggrandizement. But for pushing on Krishna consciousness. So, in this way, this Bali Maharaj, he didn't mind to go to hell. He didn't mind to have his possessions taken away. He didn't mind to be arrested for being in poverty. I guess in those days there was actual, what do they call it, poverty prison? Nowadays, you can be in poverty, and it's not illegal. You can cheat people out of money, practically speaking, not really illegal. Immoral, but not illegal. And his only fear was the fear of defamation. Because he wanted to be known as a great devotee of Lord Krishna. And therefore, so he wouldn't be defamed. He gave Vamandev, he gave Lord Krishna his head. You take the third step on my head. This is the mood of the Vaishnav. We also, Arjuna, he was saying in Bhagavad Gita that to be dishonored is practically speaking worse than death. Krishna was telling him. Therefore, stand up and fight, O Arjuna. Don't renounce this war. This is for my benefit. This is me asking you to do this seva. So in this way, that idea of being defamed, because the greatest fame in spiritual life, the greatest fame is said to be being known as a devotee of Lord Krishna. That's the greatest fame. There is no fame greater than that. One may think, well, he's a great musician. She's such a great actress. This one is that kind of fame. But that fame is very temporary. Real fame means that one is the devotee of Lord Krishna. When you leave from this world, someone can say, oh, they were a wonderful person. They loved people. They performed such nice altruistic activities. But real glorification means, oh, that person was a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That person engaged in Krishna consciousness throughout their life. So that is real fame. Fame doesn't mean that just like sometimes we want to be top of the charts in Sankirtan and become famous within ISKCON. Of course, that's Krishna's service. That's also transcendental fame. But at the same time, is not for our own aggrandizement. Is not for our own. Because anyone who has gone after material fame knows that it's a two-edged, what do you call it, two-edged sword? Double coin, two-edged coin? That where there's fame, there's infamy. Something goes wrong, you're very famous, and look what this fame, if you go in the news today, half the news stations are telling you the terrible things that so-called famous people have done. This great football player, he's the greatest of all. Here's a video of him beating up his wife in an elevator. And here's another kid beating this one, that. And here's another famous person caught in this way or that way. Is actually a whole presentation. So many different programs to show fallen famous people. And somehow people get some delight out of seeing someone very famous fall down. So, for devotee, our fame is not that kind of temporary fame. Our fame is yukta vairagya. It's used in Krishna's service. That I have given everything, like Bali Maharaj, to Lord Krishna. Even I give my head. Just like we offer obeisances to the deities, when we go to offer obeisances in front of each altar, we should be careful that we're not offering our feet to the deities, but that we actually offer our head to Lord Krishna, to each altar. Sometimes devotees, we go an altar ahead, and basically the deity that we're offering obeisances to, who can see, looks out and sees 12 heads and 4 feet. We don't offer our feet to the deities. We're offering our head. Of course, our whole body we're giving, it's Krishna's body. But we give our head to the deity. And in this way, Bali Maharaj, he gave that third step. He didn't offer his feet. The feet, that's reserved for highly advanced. The feet, like the spiritual master, his feet, we serve his lotus feet. Krishna's feet, namo pangaja nabhaya, namo pangaja maline, namo pangaja netraya, namaste pangajangraye. He has lotus feet. And therefore, even to meditate on the feet of Lord Krishna. But for us, we offer our heads to the feet of Lord Krishna, to the lotus feet of the spiritual master. So this is a science of Krishna consciousness. It's very practical. And even we're put in a situation where we have to preach in the most hellish condition. I remember one time I was sent to the Mardi Gras, which actually is hell, in New Orleans, Louisiana. I don't know if you've ever been. It's very hellish. You've been? Shreveport, not close, not there. It was extremely hellish, and we didn't know how to distribute books to these intoxicated, extremely, seemingly demoniac people. Somehow we went out at 6 in the morning and got the few people before they got completely immersed in intoxication and sense gratification. And we were able to distribute some books. But we were sent to, even in this world, a hellish place. Tamal Krishna Goswami was chastised by Srila Prabhupada because in 1976, they had made some resolutions that banned householders from living in the temple. GBC passed a resolution. So Prabhupada's response was, resolution, dissolution, revolution, no solution. Prabhupada said this. Resolution, revolution, dissolution, no solution. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj looked at Srila Prabhupada and said, well, maybe I should just go to China. He said it like maybe I should go to the moon. But somehow it came out of his mouth, China. And Prabhupada looked at him and said, Krishna has spoken through you, you will go to China this year. And he sent him to China. Prabhupada, I didn't mean, I was like the moon, I meant. I mean, maybe, no. You leave your Radha Damodar party to the other sannyasis and leaders, and you go to China and preach Krishna consciousness. Somehow or other, he did it. He went to China, and now there are so many people chanting and dancing and eating prasad, isn't it? He told the story. I was there in Texas. He told the story. The first person, maybe I said this before, they were preaching, and one boy came forward. First boy, Tamal Krishna Maharaj said. And he said, "What's your name? Tell me your good name." And he said, "My name is you." He said, "What's the rest of your name?" He said, "My name is Yu Chan Ting." His actual name was Yu Chan Ting. Isn't it? You know. I was shocked. I think that was first disciple. What's his name now? You know him? Anyway, he can tell his karmi name, unlike us. What's your karmi name? You chanting? I wish I had. You dancing? You eating prasadam? Can you imagine? What's your name? My name's Suradas. What's your real name? Oh, my legal name is you eating prasadam. That would be good. Can you imagine? So, they didn't. It was mainland China. Oh, yeah. He made so many, and now he's passed away, and many other sannyasis, Giridhari Maharaj, Giridhari Prabhu, Swami. Other devotees have gone. So, in this way, even to so-called hellish planets, devotees go to preach Krishna consciousness, to utilize everything in Krishna's service. From the sensual point of view, for an American to go to China, it's a little bit difficult. For an American to go and preach, I think Judhakarma just went. He was going on some cruise to Jordan in the Mideast. I said, "What will you do in Jordan?" He said, "Well, if I don't come back, you know, take care of my things, please." Can you imagine for a Westerner to go to Afghanistan or Iraq or Jordan? I'm not even sure. Is a little bit dangerous, a little bit hellish. But for preaching Krishna consciousness, devotees are willing. Narayana parak sarve nakutaschana bibhyati swarga pamarga narakeshu apitu yarta darshina. So this is our mood. We go anywhere and everywhere for engaging in Krishna consciousness, and we're actually in this spiritual world. We're not in this material world the more we engage in devotional service. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Gracias.